Eastern Trail.
This predominantly industrial area east of the city center grew on the site of medieval settlements. The present-day streets of Radlas and Sale, like the present districts of Zabardovice and Husovice, were originally independent villages situated along historic roads and waterways. The Ponavka and Svitava rivers, like the Svitava mill race built in the Middle Ages, flowed from north to south, not far from the fortified city of Brno, and offered ideal conditions for farming and, from the mid-18th century onward, industry. The first factories drew on the local tradition of the draper's trade and developed mainly textile production and related operations. Cloth manufacturers set up their plants in Zabrdovice and Sale. There were wool mills in Radlas and Husovice that produced and cleaned the cloth. The enterprises grew rapidly, and other companies soon followed. Zabrdovice boasted the production of fine cloth and the processing of yarn. Husovice housed a small distillery and dye house. Sale was the home of a tobacco company, and Radlas was the building site of municipal gasworks and later a power station during the 19th century.
Industrial production was accompanied by growth in the population. The housing development of these suburban villages included mainly working-class single-level houses and apartment buildings with galleries. In 1850, Sale, Radlas and Zabrdovice became parts of Brno, and construction, concentrated until then along the main roads, began to spread as a transverse street network. Yet local urban development was severely limited by two newly built railway corridors. In the mid-19th century, the Brno-Česká-Třebová line cut off the southern part of Radlas, and the Brno-Tichnov line hemmed Husovice in between the railway and the bank of the Svitava River. Zabrdovice was even intersected by both lines and divided into several separately developing urban units.
Husovice was incorporated into Greater Brno shortly after the formation of Czechoslovakia in 1918. This quarter spread mainly southward along today's Vranovská and Jana Svobody streets so that it could at least partially overcome the barrier of the railroad embankment and merge into Brno's urban structure. The industrial development in the eastern part of the city continued in the interwar period. The existing plants were extended and updated and followed by new ones. The Brno Arms Factory was built on the left bank of the Svitava River near the former Zabrdovice Monastery in the 1920s. The company produced arms, cars, phones, typewriters, and other wares. The early 1930s saw the vast complex of the Brno heating plant built south of Sale, present-day Spitalka Street, and became a unique operation in the country combining the generation of heat and electricity in cooperation with the West Moravian Power Station.
Job opportunities in Brno's industrial zones increased the number of its inhabitants. However, the city lacked a sufficient number of adequate apartments in the years after the war. Amendments to the Building Act, adopted in the 1920s and 1930s, helped curb the growing housing crisis. They enabled private investors and housing cooperatives to obtain subsidies from the state budget or to receive tax deductions as an incentive to build residential buildings, which was a considerable contribution to the building boom, even in the east of Brno.
The new residential districts of Husovice and Zabrdovice also witnessed the erection of several public buildings belonging to the interwar period's main construction tasks. A primary school with a public library was built south of the former Zabrdovice Monastery in Kuldova Street. Adjacent to it, on the site of an earlier municipal swimming pool, a new public spa complex was built as an alternative to the inadequate sanitary and hygienic facilities of the old houses and flats.
Mainly individual apartment buildings, whose residential purpose was combined with commercial or administrative functions, grew near the centre of Brno amid the existing houses, in Sale Street and its vicinity, for example. The then still empty areas provided room for entire complexes of apartment buildings built in newly delimited plots in Husovice, along the bank of the Svitava River and between Vranovska and Jana Svobody streets in Zabrdovice. Affordable housing estates grew in the area in the 1930s, mainly as a consequence of the global economic crisis.
The demolition of the Brno-Tishnov railway line in the 1960s influenced the post-war urban development of East Brno. Husovice and Zabrdovice were allowed to merge into the surrounding quarters, mainly the neighboring Černá Pole. New development helped spread the area mainly northwards and eastwards, while the industrial zones near the center and the Svitava mill race remained virtually intact. In this way, many places have preserved their original urban structure and the unique atmosphere of Brno's industrial outskirts.
Although Zabrdovice was connected to the city center by an electric tramway line as early as 1900, the number of tramlines did not grow until the 1920s, when the city built new connections to its new parts, including the districts of Ovčany and Žirinice, situated further east. Therefore, a new tram depot was built on the banks of the Svitava River, and later, after the Second World War, was also used as a garage for Brno's first trolleybuses.